I never would have imagined that the fine arts camp would have been in kind of the point position on rescuing Sheldon Jackson. I mean, I can easily picture it here.
Yeah.
But this idea of you kind of heading up this possible consortium of state agencies just seems like you must have had some serious talking at your board.
We did, and for us, I think, really, I mean, 10 years ago when I stepped into being the director of the camp, it was here and it was struggling, and I felt so humbled because every time I turned around, community members were saying, you know, how can we pitch and how can we make this happen? And I've watched over the 10 years all these people make this thing happen, our camp. And we went from, you know, when I started was teaching, they start out with 40 people and now we're at 500, and we won the national, you know, a national award. And what our board knew is that we need a home, and we need a permanent home, and we need a home that we can control. And that was our initial vision. And then we thought, well, is this just crazy? And then talking to community members, it just feels like it's the same picture again, that there are community members everywhere stepping forward saying that if there is a way to be involved in solving this problem, we'd like to be involved. And that's what gives me heart. And I just see that you know, there wasn't anybody else. You know, there wasn't anybody else out there saying, "Well, we want to take this on." And so I just looked at it as a problem from our organization. We want to have a home here. How can we solve this problem? And Gary Paxton and suggested, "Well, why don't you're an educational entity? You're a nonprofit. You serve Alaska Natives. You serve the state, and." If you're in partnership with the Sitka Summer Music Festival and the Science Consortium, those are great core partners to begin with, that feel like there's things we could do. And so we just first started thinking about a summer, how to grow our summer program into a summer festival. And I when I was a music student, I spent the summers at festivals all over. You know, the one I went to the most was Aspen, Colorado, and I went to another in Maine. And all of us music students, conservatory students, you end up going to these different, and they're located all over, Tanglewood, Meadowmount. It doesn't really matter, but the model's the same, is that you have this incredibly beautiful place. You have a really rich offering of humanities programs, and at Aspen, it's a mixture. It's a mixture between humanities. It's a mixture between arts. It's a mixture of culture, and it feels like we have all those recipes for a summer festival. When I think of the music festival, it's national prominence. When I think of our program, our educational prominence, also in arts and culture. When I think of these other partner organizations, when I think of the cultural center, and I think of, you know, the resources we have of just the stature of our local artists, people like Terry Rothkar or Tommy Joseph. I mean, we have these incredible cultural resources in our community. We have all the ingredients for having a summer festival that is first class in the nation. And these festivals, the other thing that's attractive to me, and I've always thought, having grown up in Sitka, is I'm always interested in the sustainability and the economic strength of our community. And what I see about all these festivals is affluence follows them, and they just have an incredible they're just so attractive to a national audience that is really interested in spending money. And so I see this handshake between economy and arts that I don't think our community has developed or recognized as much as they could. And I see it as sort of this just perfect win-win, this idea of this festival. And then when I started talking with Lisa, and she started bringing in the science angle of it, and we started thinking about that from the largest temperate rainforest in the world, and the you know, the center of the most productive, you know, the last productive fisheries in the world. It's here. We're right on the edge of one of the most important ecosystems, I think, on our planet, and we're not capitalizing on that in a way that we could be. as a community, and yet we have all the pieces in place. So when I started seeing the Sheldon Jackson campus, and Lisa and I began talking, and I talked with Zool, with the music festival, and we began talking with people like Terry Rothkar and others, we just saw that, you know, we have to keep this resource alive. It's critical to our individual futures, but it's also the most, I just think it's one of the most important, maybe not the most important, but one of the most important. I think, I guess what I think of any sustainable community that's really strong has a whole number of pillars that it rests its economy and its livability on. And when I see what Sheldon Jackson, what kind of role it could have in that towards the future, I just see enormous potential. And so for us, it was just, well, I'm willing to get in there and try. And my board's willing to get in there and try. And we believe with the help of others and everybody working together that the community can solve this problem and we can turn it into something that at this point we can only sort of imagine, but I would like to think that we won't believe 5 or 10 years from now that we ever even imagined it not happening.
That's a good way to think about it. Do you think you risk diluting your energy or what you've built on the camp so far? I mean, because the camp has come a long way. Is any of that at stake in any of this?
I think that the thing I've learned from 10 years ago to now is that every strength of the camp really rests on asking people to help. And I feel like over the 10 years as director, what I've learned is that this is not a job that we would do ourselves, that this is a job that we would ask other people to join us with and solve. And so if we were doing it by ourselves, yeah, it would crush us. But for us, I think our job, or the piece of the job that I've identified as something we can do, is get a ball rolling. And then it's up to all of us to step in and figure out ways that we can make it work.